is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
June 4th, 2023. It's another hot day here in Texas in the summer. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org. and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We have been really working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation is really appreciated, and it helped keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're on your computer, just go to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, Facebook is collapsing. That's right, Facebook is collapsing. Robots will soon be taking over the world. Some of my contacts swear, they swear that Ron DeSantis is a robot. They show me videos of him in public making these mechanical moves. However, one thing I know for sure is the deep state is scrambling to make new clones and fast. Well, you would say, gee, Dr. Johnny, do you have any good news? Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. We are going after these traitors, and there is nowhere for them to hide. Just know that Texas doctors who performed life-altering transgender surgeries for children will now be arrested. They have nowhere to hide. The White Hat military operation is working around the clock, and just this past week, they captured Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the witch, who was arrested Tuesday while heading home to the governor's mansion from a vacation rental in Grand Haven on the coast of Lake Michigan, where she spent Memorial Day weekend with friends and family, my source in General Eric M. Smith's office revealed. A Marine reconnaissance platoon from Camp Pendleton stopped Whitmer's vehicle near Interstate 96 in Coopersville. They showed a shocked and puzzled Whitmer a military arrest warrant, bursting with charges ranging from seditious conspiracy to treason to arraigning her own attempt escape just before the 2020 presidential election. She tried to arrange her escape, and we all know how that turned out. According to my source, General Smith learned through intercepted phone calls that Whitmer, in a perplexing move, would travel solo to Grand Haven instead of being accompanied by a throng of deep state security. They're running short on staff. Obviously, she was lower on the totem pole and didn't have her security, but she wanted to be with friends. My source said it was abnormal for her to go anywhere alone. When we had eyes on her in the past, she was always well protected and in situations that would have made an arrest difficult and dangerous. A while ago, we pulled eyes off of her to keep track of others, but we kept electronic surveillance. He added General Smith heard about her trip only 2 days before the holiday. Given the choice between confronting Whitmer while she drove to Grand Haven or on a trip home, General Smith picked the latter on the trip home because he wanted to ensure his Marines had ample time to not only arrive in Grand Haven on time, but also form a contingency plan in case the operation went south. On Monday, undercover Marines arrived in Grand Haven and established surveillance on her residence. Marines observed Whitmer's and a host of dozen other guests at a backyard barbecue. She consumed copious amounts of alcohol and stumbled about groping male guests. Oh, yeah. Whitmer's husband, Dr. Mark Mowry, a dentist who retired early due to alleged but unproven threats from Trump supporters, was not present at the barbecue. The following day, Marines tailed Whitmer's car as it traveled along Interstate 96, which was packed densely with traffic of the holiday revelers heading home after an extended weekend. The Marines patiently followed Whitmer until she, for reasons unknown, entered a side street devoid of traffic. One Marine SUV jumped the curb and sped ahead of Whitmer, cutting her off, while a second Marine SUV blocked her from doing a retreat in case she got and put it in reverse. She had locked the doors and was frantically dialing her cell phone when Marines shattered the driver's window and dragged Whitmer kicking and screaming from the vehicle. When handed a copy of an arrest warrant, Whitmer shredded it and demanded to speak to Joseph Biden. She was told that Biden couldn't help you anymore by our Marines and was forced into the rear seat of the SUV. Two Marines commandeered her and drove off. Whitmer was taken to a processing center and underwent a medical exam to determine whether she was a normal human or a clone. General Smith ordered the examination because the Special Forces units that raided cloning labs in Ozarks last December and found replicas of Whitmer. The Whitmer we caught appears to be the real deal. She had genitalia. No indicators of cloning were found, said the Marine, and he said Whitmer would be sent to Camp Bloss to face a military tribunal. United States Marines forensically examined Gretchen Whitmer's vehicle and found pornography, illegal narcotics, and an iPad holding a ledger of names and ages of children who appear on the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's private database. Once the United States Marines apprehended Whitmer and seized her car while she was returning from Lansing from a vacation weekend on the shores of Lake Michigan, the vehicle was taken to an undisclosed location for inspection. Yes, they found drugs. Upon inspecting the interior, Marines found a Ziploc bag of white powder in the center console. The substance tested positive for cocaine hydrochloride and traces of fentanyl. Our source said drug crimes, except for production of adrenochrome, are outside the White Hat's purview, but the Marines tested the product just to see if her COVID-19 hypocrisy extended to illicit narcotics. Although Whitmer supported legislation to decriminalize the use of recreational marijuana, she strengthened prison sentences on people convicted of unlawful possession of opioids, buzzamines, and stimulants like cocaine. My source said Whitmer was clearly impaired at the time of her arrest. A rapid antibody test taken when the Marines moved her to a safe house confirmed she had not received vaccinations for COVID-19, affirming her double standards. And yes, they found pornography. With General Smith's consent, the Marines took a crack at hacking the passcode on an iPad found in Whitmer's car. She refused to surrender the code willingly. It took them about 15 minutes to unlock the device using Whitmer's birth month or so forth. But anyway, they cracked it. They got the password. The device reportedly held thousands of pornographic images and a brevity of hardcore videos. Viewing adult content is no crime. If adults wish to partake in the devil's playground, it's their choice, said my source. The Marines examined the iPad, said it had mock or role-play rape sessions featuring Eastern European women and black men who appeared to be adults. No evidence of child pornography was found on the iPad. And yes, she was involved in child trafficking. But the same iPad had a spreadsheet listing names and genders of 50 missing kids of whom were kidnapped or vanished into thin air during Whitmer's tenure as governor. None of them, however, were residents of the Great Lakes State. 12 had disappeared from national parks in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming while on family trips, and 14 others were kidnapped outside grocery stores and shopping malls. My source did not disclose the disposition of the remainder because there are other locations, but he said all 50 were between 6 and 14 years old. When asked to explain the database, Whitmer told the Marines she oversaw a government committee investigating missing children nationwide, although no record of such a group exists. My source said the iPad was sent to Marine Corps Forces Cyberspace Command for a comprehensive inspection. The cabal is in panic mode and got to make that clone quick. They got to make a clone of Whitmer and get her out quick, folks, because her role as governor, so you know, is so important to them, so all their deep state Democrat lefties will not realize she is gone, so they got to get that clone and out there quick. It's all catching up with them, and they have to move fast. The main thing the deep state is gearing up for is their fake alien invasion by giving the public right now soft disclosure of otherworldly activity. For the first time this past week, NASA held public event examining UFO sightings. Government officials have spotted mysterious metallic orbs flying all around the world, in addition to many other types of what they call unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAP, according to the first public meeting of the NASA's UAP independent study team. So they're trying to break this out, folks, so most people will understand that there really is UFOs and otherworld activity. You know, physicist Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, director of the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARO, said, "We see these metallic orbs all over the world, and we see these making very interesting apparent maneuvers." Speakers at the meeting emphasized the need to collect more high-quality UAP data and lamented the stigma surrounding this topic, which they said makes it less likely for people to report unidentified phenomena. See, they're trying to break into to people to know this is real so they can pull off their fake alien invasion, because if people still think people that see UFOs are a bunch of quacks, then they can't pull off their alien invasion. So they have to open this up and get people in the know that, you know, yeah, these are extraterrestrial. Multiple speakers noted the members of the NASA's UAP study team have been subjected to harassment as a result of their work in the field. This is a basic rule for a psychological operation to be believed by the massive public, to always play a victim. This makes their work sound more believable. They got to get it believable, folks, because most people still don't believe in UFOs. But in order for them to pull off their UFO fake alien invasion, they have to get the public to start believing in it. So now NASA's coming all out. The Pentagon's coming all out. You know, NASA's study group, an assemblage of 16 experts ranging from physicists to astronauts, was formed last June to examine unclassified UFO sightings and other data collected from civilian, government, and commercial sectors. The study group represents the first such inquiry ever conducted by the U.S. Space Agency into the subject. The government had previously consigned to a purview of military and national security officials when accorded respect or attention at all, because they'll call you a quack. Just 5 years ago, 10 years ago, oh, if you said you saw a UFO, oh, you are a quack. And ladies and gentlemen, they're putting these lies out in your head because they want to trick the public with Project Blue Beam, fake alien invasion. This technology is being rolled out in plain sight. They want you plugged in to the matrix. The verb, and I can't speak Yiddish, but it's pronounced Naza. The verb Naza occurs 24 times in the Old Testament. This Naza, it means to sprinkle, and is most utilized in ritualistic scenes. The emerging one world government has planned on faking an alien invasion for over a century now. Journalist Sergei Manas wrote in his 1994 book, Project Blue Beam, that's the name of his book, that there is an experiment by NASA in cooperation with other government agencies to lead us into a global government by fooling us into a staged holographic alien invasion to bring in a false messiah by projection, you know, like the bat sign on the cloud. They can project a picture of Jesus or Buddha on the cloud as well, just like the bat sign. And the goal is to unite all religions in the world into one world religion. Remember how many people fell for the COVID psychological operation? Oh yeah. They wore the mask. They got the vax. They fell for it hook and swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. The same people and many more will fall for the Project Blue Beam, making the fake alien invasion a reality as well. Holographic technology can be felt through the touch, and through certain frequencies, you could hear voices talking to you. This sounds very much to me, Dr. Johnny, like mind control. Oh yeah. We now have the Neuralink, the brain implant from Elon Musk, which was approved by the FDA, and they will be putting these chips in brains of humans. They're already using them in the clones. We also have had artificial intelligence as the main talking point at the Bilderberg meeting this past year, a few weeks ago. Things are not what they seem. As always, their direction is an evil agenda, which is always on their agenda, how to skew everything to a one-world government. And I always want to bring that out on my show, what they're doing and how they're doing it, and I'll do my best to bring it out and decipher it for you. But they have to move fast because they're losing control of the narrative and running out of time. As each day goes by, their numbers are shrinking. We got the real Gretchen Whitmer, the witch. We got her. The deep state does not like the white hats hunting them down and traitors in our ranks, and has attacked Gitmo twice to stop the military tribunals. So then the white hats moved major deep state criminals to Guam. No sooner had they gotten there did the deep state's weather warfare machine engineered Typhoon Mawar to hit Guam just right after they arrived, in hopes of damaging the base, and then they would follow with an attack, just like they did on Gitmo. However, the storm did not stop Judge Advocate General Corp, or JAG, from carrying out its duties. It was business as usual at Camp Bloss last Monday as Typhoon Mawar, a Category 4 storm, packed 140-mile-an-hour winds targeting Guam, is a direct hit, home to 150,000 civilians, a classified number of white hats, and dozens of deep state villains awaiting tribunals and executions. As the storm drew closer and the forecast called for a direct hit, the Navy sorted the two Art-like Burke-class destroyers protecting the island as a precaution and stationed them on the periphery of Mayor's expected path. Meanwhile, the Nimitz carrier battle group, now under White Hat control, set course for Guam in case relief efforts were needed or in case the deep state tried to strike after the storm had passed. The looming storm, however, did not dissuade Vice Admiral Darcy Crandall and the Office of Military Commissions from their immediate responsibilities, namely the Military Tribunal of Rochelle Walensky. You know, she was head of the CDC. On Monday, May 24th, military police escorted a gagged and handcuffed Walensky into the courtroom where Vice Admiral Crandall and a three-officer panel awaited her arrival. She was restrained because she, during her captivity, had clawed and spat at and bitten Camp Bloss staff, despite having been warned to curb her lewd behavior. Only after MPs shackled her ankles to the floor and wrists to a steel bar affixed to the defense table did Admiral Crandall ask them to remove Walensky's gag. And no sooner had they ungagged her than she started hurling obscenities and invectives at the Admiral and his staff and the panel who would decide her fate. We've heard all this dozens of times. In fact, detainee Walensky, you can remain civil or gagged. Really doesn't matter to me, Admiral Crandall said. You have pleaded not guilty on the charges of treason, a crime punishable by death. A storm is brewing on the horizon, so I'd like this tribunal to go quickly without shenanigans. The Admiral told the panel that Walensky's never got vaccinated for COVID-19, citing the results of a COVID-19 immunity blood test taken at the time of her arrest. Her blood, Admiral Crandall said, had no spike protein antibodies whatsoever. Deep State don't get the real vaccines. They get saline solutions. That's false, Walensky screamed. I'm vaccinated and had four boosters, she said. If you were double vaccinated and had four boosters, you'd be dead or catatonic, Admiral Crandall said. You, like your deep staters, took saline injections. He showed the panel documentation signed by the chief medical officers at Walneck Medical Army Medical Center, Fort Bragg, and from the Naval Hospital in Camp Pendleton. Both had scrutinized the blood work and determined Walensky still had pure blood. Again, Walensky raised her voice, arguing that since she had been taking her last booster several months ago, spike proteins would not have been detectable when white hats drew her blood. It's safe that that's another CDC lie. Evidence clearly illustrates spike proteins become systematic and linger in the body for years after vaccination, Admiral Crandall said. He cited a study that evaluated 500 service members who had received the COVID death shot vaccination when the criminal Lloyd Austin mandated all military personnel submit to the clot shots on September 14, 2021. The 500 that took the two vaccines and at least one booster before the House of Representatives voted to rescind Austin's unconstitutional directive on January 10, 2023. As of April 13, 350 of the 500 tested positive for spike proteins. The other 150 have not been tested because they were dead They died right away from the clot shot. These are young, strong servicemen in the military. They had succumbed to the myocarditis, you know, or lethal heart attack with the vaccine-induced ailments that accompanied it. This creature avoided getting vaxxed. She knew the shots were lethal as a bullet to the brain, yet she was all too willing to enforce the policy of mass vaccinations. "You lie!" Walensky interrupted him. You know, she was head of the CDC. And she said, "The CDC offers guidelines. We didn't make a policy or a law." "Oh, but you did. And by you, I mean you personally, Walensky. The administration deferred unquestionably to your judgment since you're feeling talkative, detainee Walensky. When Biden appointed you director of the CDC, did you promise him that you would do everything in your power to see all Americans get 3 boosters a year as part of the new normal?" "All I did was make suggestions," said Walensky. "But you fled the United States for Brussels when you found out a military arrest warrant had been issued in your name. Why is that?" "I answer only to POTUS, Joseph Biden," she said. "You have no authority," she said. "Our authority is why you're here and no longer running the CDC from Brussels. It is why your pandemic collapsed. It is why your friends are dead or in prison. It is why you won't have the chance to spend all that money you got for spreading pandemic lies," Admiral Crandall said. He then displayed a financial statement showing that Walensky had wired $6.3 million of the CDC's 2020 annual budget to her own personal savings account on October 15th of that year. He noted she had spent half before JAG froze her account and seized the rest. "There's still money unaccounted for that she deposited in overseas accounts, but if convicted, she can't spend it in prison or whether afterlife. You just can't do that once you leave this world." And again, Admiral Crandall said, "Greed, greed, greed, and power, it's all you deep staters lust for." He called to the witness stand CDC Deputy Director for Global Health, Dr. Howard Zucker, whom U.S. Marines arrested April for conspiring to fabricate reasons for reviewing COVID-19 shelter-in-place orders and for admitting he had helped falsified COVID-19 fatality statistics. He testified that Walensky was a domineering, power-hungry bee, that rhymes with sandwich, a power-hungry bee. He had ruled the CDC, who had ruled the CDC with an iron fist, he said, and who together with the NIH co-conspirators, Drs. Anthony Fauci and Collins, advocated for vaccine mandates despite knowing the shots had killed trial participants. In the test, they killed people in the test and were sickening tens of thousands of gullible people every month, some dying suddenly. "Why are you testifying under oath against your former boss?" Admiral Crandall asked. "Because I don't want to hang," Zucker said. "I know what I'm guilty of, but she gave the orders," Zucker replied. "And you'll never question her illegal instructions?" Admiral Crandall asked. "You never question her illegal instructions? I was promised a payout and never saw a dime of it," Zucker said. "Promises by who?" Zucker pointed to Walensky. "Her," he said. "And what exactly did she have you do for the payments you never received?" "What do you think?" he said. "Proliferate the pandemic scam," Zucker said. And it beautifully worked for a long time. We fooled the whole world, he said. You don't sound remorseful, Admiral Crandall noted. No point in lying now. It's done. It's done. I'm not making excuses for myself. I had free will, but she made it clear those who didn't follow orders, well, bad things would happen to them. She wielded incredible power. It's cathartic to see her as she is now, humbled and humiliated, Zucker said. Then he continued, Fauci and Collins were, shall we say, gone when you took up your new CDC role in January? Crandall asked. Did the defendant tell you specifically that she plotted with them? Admiral Crandall said. She sure did, and she told me it was our job to keep their legacy alive. Walensky shouted out, they were great men, visionaries, and you'll pay for your insolence, Zucker. All you have now is hot air, Rachel. And I will pay, but not by the hand. Not like you, Zucker said. After excusing the witness, Admiral Crandall asked the panel to reach a verdict. It didn't take them long. The officers found Walensky guilty of treason and sentenced her to death. Vice Admiral Crandall said she would hang at JAG's earliest convenience after Typhoon Mawar had passed over the island and the damage had been assessed. Soon after, prisoner Rachel Walensky was hanged to death at Camp Bloss Wednesday morning before the cadre of military brass and a House of Representatives who had flown in just to watch the fiend's neck snap. Walensky, my source said, had been a vile prisoner, constantly deriding staff for refusing to allow her to telephone her so-perceived savior, Joseph Biden, for serving meals she called pig slop. Camp Bloss prisoners eat the same food as staff, and the condemned are granted carte blanche in deciding their final meal. They can be given steak or chicken or whatever, you know, their final meal. But Walensky refused. She bewailed her imprisonment and blamed President Trump. She had spent countless hours screaming for freedom and then lapsed into lethargy. One MP reported, says, I can't take this anymore. I hope they hang her soon. On Wednesday morning, May 30th, military police escorted Walensky to the gallows erected by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers after Typhoon Mawar passed over the island as the storm had wrecked the previously built framework. Once atop the platform, an unidentified soldier, the hangman, slipped the noose around her neck and removed the gag from her mouth. Below them was Vice Admiral Crandall, and a company stood in semicircle awaiting the hangman to signal he was ready and to flip the switch and put Walensky out of her misery. Rachel Walensky, you've been found guilty of treason and sentenced to hang for your crimes. If you have any final words or wish to express remorse, this is the time, Admiral Crandall said. My only remorse is I won't be alive to see you and Donald Trump hang soon, Walensky said, spitting at the hangman's boots. Execute, Admiral Crandall said. The hangman flipped the switch and opened the door beneath Walensky's feet. The rope became rigid and taut, and the force of the noose broke Walensky's neck, snapping her upper cervical spine. In a few seconds, she was dead. Fasten your seatbelts, master survivors. Many will meet her same fate. The banking collapse unleashes Pandora's box, the tribunals, and shocking war crimes. There's going to be a lot, and there's a lot already that have had her fate. There's a lot more to go. Hold on to your seats as global financial system teeters on the brink of disaster, triggering an unprecedented wave of tribunals and exposing heinous crimes. Trillions of dollars in U.S. Treasury bonds, initially hailed as symbols of stability, are now being returned en masse, leaving the U.S. corporation in tatters as the world is reeling, wondering what's going to happen next. The repercussions are catastrophic, with Europe and beyond facing a monumental collapse. France, engulfed in scandal, is caught red-handed, stealing from its own citizens while riots and civil unrest erupt in response. Germany, trapped in a nightmarish hyperinflation spiral, witness its metal industry crumble, weapon production grind to a halt, and corporations go bankrupt. As the spotlight turns to Dutch Bank, Deutsche Bank, shocking Epstein connections emerge, reaching as far as the Estonian banks, prompting world courts to launch relentless investigations that could shake the global financial establishment to its core. Half these bankers, you know, are pedophiles. The other half are child traffickers. And when all that's revealed to the people of the world, buddy, you can, that's what's going to crash the banks, folks. Israel finds itself in dire straits as its own collapse looms. Large banks scramble to conceal the true extent of the market's unraveling, resorting to false gains while civil unrest ignites in the streets, plunging the nation of Israel into chaos. The colossal collapse of SVB, that's Silicon Valley Banks in California, with losses totaling a staggering $10 trillion, setting off a domino effect reverberating throughout multiple countries. This harrowing collapse has been unfolding for over a year and a half, but now the blinders are off and the public's awakening to the deep state cover-ups and manipulated market reports. The unraveling of the banking system threatens to bring down the Biden administration and expose the French president, the Canadian leader, and others across the U.S., EU, and Israel. Military courts and the White Hat Alliance soundlessly observe the collapse, knowing it is inexorably leads to military intervention, a reckoning for governments involved in the global pandemic schemes, military laundering operations, bioweapon creation, and instigation of proxy wars. We stand on the precipice of a catastrophic event, a collapse of unprecedented proportions, and unsuspected U.S. citizens are all ill-prepared for the immediate chaos. However, for those who have followed my show closely, these events were long foreseen. I've been reporting to you over and over again what's happening. So just put a little food in the refrigerator, put a little more food in your storage, buy lots of rice and beans, you'll be fine. Put some cash aside, you'll be fine. The looming collapse holds a critical connection. A dismantling of NATO and the United Nations powers that perpetrate human trafficking, engineer world wars, drug trafficking, and exert control over global banks and the depleted U.S. Treasury system. This intricate web crafted by the Rothschild and Rockefellers' deep state cabal is gradually unraveling, with Jeffrey Epstein's revelations only scratching the surface. Military intelligence possesses all the McAfee servers, containing terabytes of corruption data linked to worldwide child trafficking rings, illicit arms trade, and global drug cartels. This truth cannot remain hidden and is coming out. Behind closed doors, stunning alliances are forming. Oh, yeah. the rats are jumping ship, and the ones that were involved that want to, they say, no, no, I'll tell you anything, I'll help. Not only has Germany struck a deal with China and Russia, but Poland is also clandestinely entering into agreements with both superpowers, Italy, France, Austria, Hungary, and others have forged secret pacts, paving the way for their banks to join subsidiary system under the umbrella of the EU BRICS alliance. Poland's seemingly contractual actions, like sending jets to Ukraine, actually serve to expose the corrupt EU system and bring down the NATO and UN powers. The truth will be captured all on film. Embrace the plan, folks, for the banking collapse serves a purpose to dismantle world banks, including the IMF, the World Health Organization, the Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, you get the point, lots of foundations, and the CDC, thereby toppling the very foundations of their control. The Great Awakening unfolds in stages from declassification to covert operations, military intervention, tribunals, and ultimately a global house cleaning. They can no longer hide. The truth shall prevail. And unveiling the truth, CIA's Ukraine war failure sparks global turmoil and unprecedented African showdown. Prepare to have your mind blown as the shaking and shocking reality behind the CIA's disastrous proxy war in Ukraine comes crashing down. Brace yourself for the explosive revelations that will send shockwaves across the globe. After years of meticulous planning, the CIA's audacious mission to control Russia's vast resources through Ukraine has backfired spectacularly. Military experts and strategists now admit that the war in Ukraine is on the verge of collapse, leaving the CIA, Obama, Biden administration, and Rockefeller scrambling to salvage their grand scheme. But fear not. Far behind the scenes, a group of valiant individuals known as the White Hats have been silently working to thwart the CIA's wicked ambitions. Get ready for a riveting roller coaster ride as action shifts to Africa, where an unprecedented showdown is set to unfold at breathtaking pace. The looming confrontation between the United States and Russia in Africa holds the key to unveiling the true face of the CIA's global manipulation. Prepare to witness a meticulously planned expose where the heroic trio of Trump, Musk, and JFK Jr., joined by Congress, will lift the veil on the CIA's covert operations within their own borders. Africa, long plagued by corruption and poverty, will finally break free from the shackles of the military-industrial complex and the deep state's stranglehold. The time has come to restore power to the people and reclaim the stolen wealth that has perpetuated their suffering. As the world embraces for the final war that will reshape our destiny, Africa takes center stage in the fight for true liberation. It's a clash of epic proportions where nations rise and fall and the fate of humanity hangs in the balance. These extraordinary events, carefully orchestrated behind the scenes, mark the turning point in our struggle for freedom. Embrace the magnitude of this pivotal moment as dark secrets of the CIA's reign of terror are exposed and dismantled. It is a journey toward a world where truth and justice prevail, and the malevolent grip of the CIA, responsible for the assassination of John F. Kennedy and countless wars, is forever being shattered. get ready to witness a history in the making as the world hurtles toward a catastrophic transformation. The battle lines are drawn, the storm is brewing, and a new era of enlightenment is within our grasp. Hold on tight as the truth sets us free. Left-wing extremism is linked to toxic psychopathic tendencies and narcissism, according to a new study published in the peer-reviewed journal Current Psychology. Based on existing research, we expected individuals with higher levels of left-wing authoritarianism to also report higher levels of narcissism, the authors wrote. As a result, the new data study authors Anne Kritspence and Alex Bertrams have coined a new term for such psychological behavior. They call it dark ego vehicle principle. That's their new term. You know, first we had the Trump derangement syndrome. Now we have dark ego vehicle principle. According to this principle, individuals with dark personalities, such as high narcissistic and psychopathic traits, are attracted to certain forms of political and social activism, which they can use as a vehicle to satisfy their own ego-focused needs instead of actually aiming to social justice and equality, which is what they're out there supposedly protesting for in the first place. But instead, they have to satisfy their own ego-focused needs. Left-wing extremism has been rooted in very unhealthy and selfish mental behavior, a new study. Left-wing extremism is tied to narcissism more than it is to supporting social causes, according to the research. In particular, certain forms of activism might provide them with opportunities for positive self-presentation and displays of moral superiority to gain social status, to dominate others, and to engage in social conflicts and aggression to satisfy their need for thrill-seeking, they say. The study on left-wing authoritarianism is also showed that many times they do not practice what they so loudly preach. Social justice is often used as a guise for these activities to behave unhinged, the research noted. Based on existing research, we expect individuals with higher levels of left-wing authoritarianism to also report to higher levels of narcissism, the authors in the study wrote. An individual high in the in this echelon might declare anyone to be old-fashioned who is opposing their progressive values and strive to suppress free speech, to regulate the expression of right-wing beliefs in educational institutions, and even endorse the use of violence to reach their political goals, the authors wrote. Beyond using any means necessary, people of the privileged backgrounds who align with this left-wing activism often use their narcissism to make activism solely about themselves instead of achieving social equality for struggling groups. Minority groups should be made aware of the narcissistic enemies from within their ranks and their activist movement, as these individuals could hijack the cause, thereby reducing the success of the activism in many ways, the authors added. The study also suggests that some hijack social causes to make it about themselves, as grandiose narcissists typically desire fame, distinction, elevated social status, and high social importance. They can be assumed to strive for influential positions to involve social visibility and outreach, as well as access to financial and other resources. However, the U.S. corporation no matter what kind of activation is out there, no matter what kind of protest, the U.S. corporation will have to go through its bankruptcy. The waste and corruption have gone on so far and so long that the privately owned United States of America Corporation has about $250 trillion in unfunded liabilities, according to the St. Louis Fed and others, and above and beyond the $31.5 trillion in debt that is now in the headlines, since the U.S. GDP is $23 trillion. It's like someone earned $23,000 a year having a $280,000 in debt. Such a person is bankrupt because they have to go deeper in debt just to make interest payments. Despite this, the Rockefeller family and their Joe Biden fake government show are doing everything in their power to kick the can down the road. This is exactly what the Chinese want, because it would mean the U.S. would sink deeper into debt and will never again become their rival. Just suppose Joseph R. Biden, or a person posing as him, steals the presidential election in 2024. In that case, his regime will criminalize free speech and punish others espousing anti-government views, effectively banning controversial content from the web and print, according to the U.S. Cyber Command report. Last May, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security abandoned ambitious plans to create a Ministry of Truth. And I'll bring those details back after these words from our sponsor.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyphen thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. This is Dr. Johnny, and I was just going over on the last hour, this is how they're taking away our First Amendment. I'm going to tell you how they're doing that. They got the Homeland Security involved, and, you know, last year they had this Ministry of Truth, and last May, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security abandoned the ambitious plans to create the Ministry of Truth and appoint Nina Zakowicz as its czar. And Zakowicz drew disdain from her own attitude, misinformation, and her history of spreading it. Her credentials and sanity were questioned after a cringeworthy TikTok video of her adapting the Mary Poppins song Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious about fake news, and it went viral. The public backlash against Zakowicz and the Disinformation Governance Board was so intense that the Department of Homeland Security canceled it. However, don't be fooled. The Army Cyber Command claims to have acquired deep state email exchanges in which Department of Homeland Security hardliners discuss reinvigorating the Ministry of Truth under a less ominous moniker after Joe Biden wins the election in 2024, they said. The emails, which include correspondence among Alejandro Mayorkas, FEMA Director Danielle Creswell, and FBI honcho Christopher Wray, also epitomized the deep state's hatred for average American citizens. In one email, Wray name-drops journalist Tucker Carlson, calling him a myopic malcontent for criticizing the Ministry of Truth, and specifically Zakowicz. In A Decent Society, Wray writes, journalists opposed to the creation of lawful bodies of government would be lined up and shot or imprisoned. That's what he said. Wray writes, he said, journalists opposing the creation of lawful bodies of government would be lined up and shot or imprisoned indefinitely in a normal society, he says. He even rejoices at the thought of overseeing the executions. Replying to him, Criswell goes a step further by including pretty much every person that voted for Donald Trump in the execution pool. And Mayorkas says a new and improved Ministry of Truth will drop the hammer on unsanctioned news. So anybody reporting the truth, they're going to come down and come down hard. This sounds to me worse than the Stasi brown hats in East Germany. The Department of Homeland Security, per his email, has a list of 16,000 YouTube channels and websites ready to be seized. In a second exchange, Mayorkas applauded Brazil President Lula da Silva for embracing legislation making his country the first in the democratic world to codify laws censoring and banning fake news and disinformation online and punishing those found guilty of spreading it. Causewell defied DeSalva and said he's a visionary, a true leader. And Ray said American politicians should adapt DeSalva's style of rule. The only good media is a control media, Ray wrote. The tyrannical trio pitched one another innocuous replacement names for the future version of the Ministry of Truth. Mayorkas liking to the Commission for Management of Language. Ray favored the National Linguistic Relations Agency. And Croswell, possibly joking, pulled a non sequitur out of thin air. He said, we can use the National Domestic Pet Protection Agency, spend 5% of the budget protecting cats and dogs, and the rest shutting down the seditious social media channels, she wrote. Her version of the Ministry of Truth would unilaterally declare truth and falsity and pressure online platforms to ban content in the name of national security. The third round of emails offered one possible motive for the banishment of the First Amendment. Mayorkas feared that internet freedom would generate a whirlwind of negative press surrounding a universal RNA influenza vaccine developed by researchers in the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Vaccine Research Center as part of the National Institutes of Health. The vaccine currently is in phase one trial. They're trying to get that new vaccine out quick, and they don't want anybody talking about it. If approved by the FDA, it will replace the standard and recommended flu shots currently on the market. So they're going to replace the flu shots with this new kill shot, clot shot. Mayorkas wrote, it's imperative we have the tools to squash any anti-vaccine talk. We failed to do that with the COVID-19 vaccines, and look what happened. Soon we'll have a second chance to get it right. Finally, Mayorkas mentioned an unfamiliar name in connection with Biden's odds of winning the 2024 election, a name of Quinn Klepstein, he said, was working behind the scenes to ensure a Biden victory. Klepstein is a phantom. We could not find any more about that, said Cyber Command. But that, you know, we're still looking. It's instantcheckmate.com and public records if you want to search things you need to know. So instacheckmate.com. Cyber Command said Klepstein is likely a pseudonym for one of Biden's handlers. Do all these reports comfort you as how efficient our leaders are? If you're like me, it certainly goes far beyond inefficiency and mismanagement to understand just how dysfunctional the U.S. government is. Let us look at the Pentagon as described by Colonel Douglas McGregor, a true patriot. He says we have an active duty now of 44 four-star generals for a force of less than 1.1 million. And he compared it to during World War II, we had 12.2 million men and only 7 four-star generals running the military. See, the deep state likes to get more four-star generals under their payroll so they can control the military. He goes on, McGregor says, the most professional people are at the lower levels. The least professionals are at the top. This is part of the rot, the corruption, the waste. The whole department is a catastrophe. We can't even audit it, he says. The money goes from the Treasury Department to Congress to various defense contractors, and then it shows up again in the form of donations. The U.S. is run by donors, he said. aircraft carriers are an example of how this money is being wasted. The U.S. has 11 aircraft carrier groups. They were state-of-the-art 75 years ago, but are white elephants now. The Chinese military just ran 20 war games where they concluded they could destroy most modern U.S. aircraft carrier groups with 24 hypersonic missiles. This means aircraft carrier groups are now just parasites that weaken the U.S. by draining its finances to a tune of $26 billion a year. Another parasite is NASA, or as he says, not a space agency, which turns out to be nothing more than a movie studio with $32 billion a year budget. The money could be spent better, he said, for example, by creating submarines that can also fly, something the Germans figured out towards the end of World War II. This sort of waste and misdirected direction is true right across the whole spectrum of the U.S. government. For example, the U.S. has 50 states that have their own bureaucracy and can obstruct the nation as a whole. The White Dragon proposal to reduce all of this to 5 administrative regions. This is what the Chinese elders want to do. They want the United States of North America into the West Coast hippie land from Alaska to Northern California, and then the greater Texaco, ranging from Southern California to Texas, then Dixieland from Louisiana to Virginia, and then East Coast, that's Maryland up to Ontario with special autonomy for French-speaking Quebec, and then the greater Midwest starts in Arkansas, includes Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. This is just a taste of the sort of things that would become possible once the criminally privately owned U.S. Corporation, Inc., is bankrupt and rebooted as the Republic of the United States of North America. There could be no doubt that the American and Canadian people are sick and disgusted with their current Khazarian Mafia puppet regimes. Two-thirds of all Americans, 66%, say that the Biden-Rockefeller victory would either be a setback or a disaster for the country, according to a CNN poll. You know it's higher than that. It's over three-quarters, over 80% of Americans think a Biden-Rockefeller victory would be a setback. The Biden show is run by the Rockefeller regime and Obama pulling the strings, that is considered truly the enemy of the state by 59% of Americans in this same CNN poll. You know it's higher than that. Despite popular disgust for their rule, Khazarian Mafia is fighting tooth and nail to keep their corruption afloat. They have called in all their blackmail and bribery cards. For example, they seem to force Al Gore to spout greenhouse gas emissions are equivalent to 600,000 Hiroshima-sized nuclear bombs every day. It's boiling oceans and making us racist, he said. What a bunch of crud that is. More to the point, they appeared to have arm-twisted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to go along with plans to raise the debt ceiling. So they raised the debt ceiling. Any agreement would mean that behind the scenes, they use a combination of nuclear blackmail and extravagant promises to more funding from creditors like the Chinese, and they got it. But we'll see how long that lasts, because some of the, you know, senior elders of the White Dragon Society don't like that new infusion of money to keep them afloat to 2025. But the Chinese are getting smart, and through mainstream media is not reporting it. Beijing has finally accepted that Joseph R. Biden is illegitimate president and Donald J. Trump is still the lawfully elected president. The answer could be yes, based on communications that the U.S. Cyber Command intercepted between the U.S. ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns, and his Chinese counterpart, Qin Gang. The ambassador spent 7 days trying to arrange a meeting between Criminal Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the PRC Minister of Defense, Li Shangfu, at an international defense forum in Singapore this coming week. It didn't happen. On Friday, King told Burns that Li agreed to a closed-door meeting with Austin, but bluntly rebuffed his request Sunday, reproaching the criminal Biden regime. Beijing's dismissal of the proposal enraged the regime, and it marked the first time China declined offers of the Biden administration appeasement. And earlier this month, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with his Chinese counterpart in Vienna, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has twice traveled secretly to speak with Chinese Finance Minister Liu Qu. As an aside, White Hats have accused the regime of giving China billions of dollars in cash, contracts, and U.S. land deeds to propose a Taiwan takeover. When China canceled the Li-Austin confab, the fake White House issued a timid statement. Overnight, the PRC informed the U.S. that they have declined their earlier May invitation for Secretary Austin to meet PRC Minister of Defense Li Shangfu in Singapore this week. The department believes strongly in the importance of maintaining open lines of communication to military communication between Washington and Beijing. The statement, however, intentionally avoided mentioning why Li reconsidered. According to Cyber Command, Qi delivered an unambiguous, undiluted message to his American counterpart on behalf of Beijing, and he said, "I am very sorry to inform you, Ambassador Burns, that our esteemed Minister of Defense, Li Shangfu, will not, under any circumstances at this time, have a dialogue with Lloyd Austin. It has come to our attention that Lloyd Austin is not a real Secretary of Defense, and his superior, Joseph Biden, is apparently not a real President of the United States. We have learned Lloyd Austin speaks only a portion of your country's, just a small portion of your country's armed forces, and that Joseph Biden isn't in control of the country's nuclear weapons. This is an alarming revelation. Your house is not in order. It will be inappropriate to speak at Lloyd Austin until we thoroughly investigate the matter." So it wasn't just a cool brush off. It was a firm hell no. Burns took umbrage to Quinn's remarks. "After all, we've been given your people. You want me to tell President Biden and Defense Secretary that? Lloyd Austin, that? The nerves of your superiors? We strengthened China and you insulted us." Ambassador Burns said, "I'm just the messenger," Quinn said. Cyber Command intercepted the call and confirmed the speaker's identity through voice analysis, and Qi speaks fluent English while Burns speaks broken Cantonese and Mandarin. Although Cyber Command authenticated the voices of Burns and Qi, they expressed confusion over whether the conversation was organic or scripted theatrics. Burns' volatile response was incredulous in how regime officials had addressed China. "We monitored back and forth before. This is the first time we heard a hint of animus between Biden administration and Chinese officials. This is good news. And they're usually flattering each other with lots of praise. Obama and Biden have piecemealed out the United States to China, giving away land, fuel, and money and weapons. Biden's the media's president. He's a product of the media. But China and Xi Jinping, since they are profiting massively, have no reason to question Biden's legitimacy. They're getting paid either way, making the convoy suspect." So Cyber Command really pulled out. I wanted you to hear that. On the other hand, Key's messaging, if sincere, could present a fracture in the deep state's China alliance. Anything weakening the world's perception of Biden's legitimacy benefits us. And if true, China just gave Biden and Austin a big, you know, go to you know where, as if to say thanks for all you've given us, but we don't need you anymore. Basically, that's what China's telling Biden and Austin and the whole. So you could be pretty probable that we just found out that Biden stole the election. They just found out that Biden stole the election, and they probably helped him. Other world leaders like Vladimir Putin have acknowledged that Biden is a fraudulent president, but mainstream media gatekeepers have barred corporate-controlled journalists from sharing anti-establishment views. Even the Rockefeller bagman Hans Kissinger made the offer. This is Henry Kissinger. His Nazi name is Hans Kissinger, but he changed it to Henry when he came over with Operation Paperclip. But he made an offer to the CCP. Get this. Henry Kissinger said, hey, we'll even replace English with Chinese in America as the official language of the United States in exchange for more money. Well, you can imagine how well they could pull that one off. I don't think they're going to get Bubba here in Texas to speak Chinese. I'm sorry. Mass murderer Henry Kissinger has also now played his high hand, revealing the blackmail strategy he and the Khazarian Mafia slaves came up with at their recent Bilderberg meeting. And they said, revealed that the U.S. speech about nuclear war is becoming louder and louder and is somehow mixed in with talk about how aliens are here and would soon take over. Are they pumping some sort of massive negative energy sacrifice? One FSB source in Russia asked. The FSB also said Kissinger told Russia he is planning to go to Ukraine in October in order to replace Volodymyr Zelensky with a new puppet. This puppet will then offer a North-South Korea-type solution to freeze the border and keep Western Europe under Khazarian Mafia control. Zelensky has to go because it's now common knowledge he worked with Igor Prigozhin of Russia's Wagner private military group and to murder hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian men. Ukrainian soldiers died within four hours of arriving to Bakhmut because Zelensky gave the exact military coordinates to his Khazarian Mafia counterparts in Wagner. In a sign that the genocidal mentality of the Khazarian Mafia slave politicians, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham called for the death of Russians in Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent during a meeting with Zelensky. Well, that didn't go over so well. This is now being stopped. Wagner has been ordered to leave Bakhmut and transfer control to Russia Army by June 1st, this is the result of a joint Russia-Anglo agreement to stop Khazarian Mafia genocide in Ukraine. The outed Prigozhin went into a hissy fit and warns Russia could face a revolution and lose its war with Ukraine unless the country's elites fully commit to a fight to put their country into a North Korean mode, he said. Martial law imposed and achieved results of front lines in a demilitarized zone, the whole bit. Instead, we're hearing Prigozhin is going to be taken out if he hasn't already been taken out. We have seen several videos where there's definitely something wrong with Avatar Zelensky. He looks all coked up and malfunctioning. the so-called Ukrainian war. Well, I'll tell you why he's malfunctioning, folks, because he's a clone. The real Zelensky's gone, and that clone is breaking down. That's why they have to replace him so quick. Because once the clone starts breaking down after 2.5-3 years, there's no turning back. You just have to put it in the waste heap, get it away from the public view so people won't figure out that this is just a Roboton clone. The so-called Ukrainian war is mostly the U.S. Inc. selling off its weapons stockpiles in order to buy more time. 3/4 of the military and the materials sent from the West to the Ukraine was diverted to Kosovo and Albania to supply other theaters of operation in the Middle East and in Africa. Serbian, and the Serbian Christian groups are now going to Kosovo to stop Serbian mafia illegal arms, slave, and drug trade taking place there. This is why Serbian president said on Friday his country has gone on war footing over the situation in northern Kosovo. In any case, the war has been a PR disaster for the U.S. arms industry. The Russian Air Force has shown that most advanced American weapons system, the Patriot, can be destroyed at any time. A serious blow to the marketing efforts of the production and the industrial military complex. And in general, the military-industrial complex, the Polish, they just can't sell their weapons anymore. Now, a fire sale of the F-16 fighters, how long has that been around? Gosh, since 1979, is likely to further confirm, or earlier, shoot, they had F-16s in 1975. Anyway, the bad reputation of U.S. Inc. weapons, we have Su-35s capable of shooting down more advanced aircraft than the F-16s. The F-35s flying turkeys at long range. Furthermore, our pilots can detect them long before they are discovered. The Russians are already on to this. We're not a threat to them, and a good thing they're on our side. They're also effective anti-missile and anti-aircraft missile systems capable of shooting down enemy targets from long distances. The Russians, they're on top of their game. And, I mean, I'm glad they're on the White Hat team because they're going to settle the conflict in Ukraine. As their conventional weapons flop, the Azeri Mafia has also been carrying out huge fake news nuclear blackout operations and blackmail operations involving Belarus. To carry this out, Belarus president was hit using the same inner electromagnetic weapons as they hit with Turkey's President Erdogan and Mexican President Obrador. This is then an attempt to use the fake Belarus president to say things like countries should join the union of Belarus and Russia. And that's all. There will be nuclear weapons for everyone. We see the Pravda article where he says this appears on Ukrainian UA internet and not on the Russian internet. So basically, they're putting in their own clone there for a Belarus president. That's the Khazari Mafia. This is followed by Mossad propaganda site Devika, quoting that Russia's ex-president Dmitry Medvedev is saying if it comes to nuclear weapons, there will have to be a preemptive strike. Of course, Medvedev is a Khazarian Mafia stooge. He's a puppet. Although they have been scrambling and scrubbing all this from the internet, we have seen photographs of Medvedev making satanic hand sign, and it appears he's now taking orders from the same long Khazarian Mafia nuclear attack scenario of Armageddon. And they're all going to blame it on Russian-controlled Belarus. This is all Khazarian Mafia disinformation, and no nuclear attack is going to come from Belarus. In other words, just nuclear blackmail aimed to extort and finance a U.S. corporation, Inc. That's all it is. It's a bluff because the Khazarian Mafia know full well if they try to start a nuclear war, the first megabombs will hit their headquarters, Geneva, New York, and Tel Aviv. That's where the first bombs are going to hit. We're also hearing a major purge of Khazarian Mafia has taken place inside Russia. This is why Russian Defense Ministry Sergei Shoigu said, "Today we are being confronted by the collective West, which in effect is waging an undeclared war on our countries." It appears Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin is the de facto leader of that country and just led a high-level Russian delegation talk with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Chinese Prime Minister Li Qiang. One thing they certainly talked about was, as Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban says, there has to be a new European security accord with Russia. Most Europeans agree. In the latest sign of this, thousands of anti-war protests took place in Sofia and other Bulgarian cities, calling for the neutrality of their country, non-participation in armed conflict, and a closure of NATO bases. The battle against the Satanists is raging everywhere around the world. The government is Islamic Azerbaijan, for example, has stopped the Khazarian Mafia plot to fool them into fighting Christian Armenia. Now their government says they will not allow Zionist regimes to attack Iran from its territory, according to the Iranian sources. In Turkey, President, stand-in Erdogan has won another 5 years in power. It appears that the Turkish nationalists replaced the murdered Erdogan with their own avatar who works for Turkey and not the Khazarian Mafia. He certainly looks younger, and this is good news. Erdogan's victory is clear evidence that the Turkish people's support for your efforts in strengthening state sovereignty and pledge and pursue an independent foreign policy. And that's according to the Russian websites. In Israel, meanwhile, tens of thousands have swarmed the streets in several cities for the 21st week in a row in protest at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. 21 weeks in a row in a protest, and they want Benjamin Netanyahu out of there. We also note South Africa is facing rolling power blackouts, organized gangs targeting rail infrastructures and connecting the nation's wealthiest province with top container port and other problems that mean the country could soon become a failed state because they're not getting their supplies. In Pakistan, meanwhile, former Prime Minister Imran Khan is being held under house arrest by the army as the country hunkers down under undeclared martial law. Speaking about martial law, U.S. military personnel will soon be landing in Peru, where the military has carried out widespread attacks against protesters with extrajudicial executions and widespread use of lethal ammunition earlier this month and this year while trying to contain mass protests starting in December 2022. This is the naked Rockefeller resource grab in order at the expense of the Peruvian people. They have natural resources they want, plus coca. The Rockefeller's terrorist employee, Tedros of the World Health Organization, WHO, or what I call the World Harm Organization, is spreading fear porn again by threatening a disease deadlier than the COVID. These threats are coming from all directions now, and the Khazarian Mafia is in a panic mode. They want to get that new vaccine out to kill more people. They're spreading the panic mode, the fear porn of this new COVID that's much deadlier. The Rockefeller Foundation came out to say publicly that they are connected to the WHO, of course we all knew that. So folks, I'm telling you, I told you about the bird flu last week, and that's what they're kind of trying to do. They're going to go after our chickens. These same sources, you know, analysts from the dust and the terrace of Berlin, after suspicious rainfall had come down. So now people all over Europe are figuring out that, you know, the air is being filled with toxic, you know, these chemtrails. It's not pollen from the trees, they say. It's metal and it's poisonous. Well, now they're talking about it. Finally, some people were waking up. As Croatian minister said about the WHO pandemic treaty, it would be healthier. This is this Croatian prime minister, he says, you know, because they want to, they're all talking about starting this new pandemic, you know, and these people in Europe, in Croatia, prime minister, he said it'd be healthier and safer for humanity to sign an agreement with the Colombian drug cartel than to sign it with the WHO. If they dug a little deeper, they would soon uncover the web of foundations used by the Rockefellers to control this entire show. They're also behind the entire LGBTQ, et cetera, attempting to end reproductive sex involving males and females. In the latest example, the Rockefeller-controlled American Medical Association states that the sex of a child should be omitted from the birth certificates because they don't know what their sex is until the child later chooses it. They want to get it taken off the birth certificate to choose male or female. I can't make this stuff up. In any case, the Russians and Middle Eastern countries are working out to cut the Rockefellers off from their control of oil and energy markets. That's why this Saudi Arabia is snapping up millions of barrels of Russian diesel that Europe no longer allows, while simultaneously sending its own supplies back to buyers in Europe. The Europeans are also turning a blind eye to India, reselling them Russian oil. And I'm telling you, folks, we've heard so much about the people who die from this COVID, or the common flu is what it really is. And when they're tested, they all say they had low vitamin D levels. We also hear about people who increase their vitamin D and don't get sick. Sunshine's the best option for more vitamin D in the body, or cod liver oil. I don't like vitamin D supplements. I'll never support vitamin D supplements. I don't believe in vitamin D supplementation. I believe in sunshine, cod liver oil. Many of my past shows, I stated that half our immunity response is a strong gut with a balanced microbiome. Now, new research from the University of California, San Diego, is showing that low vitamin D levels are linked to a lack of gut microbiome diversity. Low vitamin D levels are coming from low gut microbiome, lack of gut microbiome diversity. The link between the microbes we carry in our gastrointestinal tract and our health has become very clear. Now researchers are learning more about the various ways our health is affected by the composition of gut microbiome, the impact these genes have and the microbes they express and the molecules they produce. Typically, more diverse microbiomes are found in healthy people. Vitamin D is known to play critical roles in immunity and bone health. It's thought that many adults could get adequate levels of vitamin D by getting a few minutes of exposure to sun on their forearms or lower legs every few days. There are multiple forms of vitamin D. A precursor form has to be metabolized by the body so it can be used, and then that active form gets broken down. Typical blood tests only look for the vitamin D in its precursor form. Reporting in Nature Communications in the University of California, San Diego, researchers and collaborators have recently shown that there is a connection between composition of the gut microbiome and levels of active vitamin D in older men. I keep pushing this microbiome because, folks, there is where a lot of our vitamins and certainly our neurotransmitters are made. And this Deborah Cotto, MD, director of Osteoporosis Center and the clinic, she says, "We were surprised to find that microbiome diversity, the variety of bacteria types in a person's gut, was closely associated with active vitamin D, but not the precursor form." See, this is the active, good vitamin D that we need. Greater gut microbiome diversity is thought to be associated with better health in general, she says. It's been suggested that low levels of vitamin D might increase the risk of a variety of diseases, including cancer, heart disease, and severe COVID-19, she says. However, a large study that included 25,000 people determined that vitamin D supplements do not improve health outcomes. She says, I quote, "Our study suggests that what might be because these studies measured only a precursor form of vitamin D rather than the active hormone." Vitamin D is a hormone. This is noted by Dr. Cotto. "Measures of vitamin D formation and breakdown may be better indicators of underlying health issues and who might best respond to vitamin D supplementation. However, in the study, blood and stool and samples of 567 healthy male volunteers with an average age of 84 were collected in six U.S. cities. The researchers used the stool samples to characterize their microbiome and a technique called LC-MS-MS to measure the levels of vitamin D and its precursor, active, and broken down forms in the volunteers' bloodstream. The scientists found that there was a connection between the levels of active vitamin D and the diversity of the microbiome. They also identified 12 types of bacteria that were found more often in the microbiome of men with high active vitamin D levels. Many of these microbes generate a molecule called bioturate, a fatty acid that helps maintain the health of the gut lining. So the people with more vitamin D had a more variety of microbes, folks. She goes further to say, "Gut microbes are really complex and vary a lot from person to person," said graduate candidate. When we do find associations, they aren't usually as distinct as we found here. It seems even though samples were collected from different parts of the U.S. that get varied amounts of sunlight, including sunny San Diego, there's no connection between how much active vitamin D a man carried and where he lived. It seems like it doesn't matter how much vitamin D you get through sunlight or supplementation, nor how much your body can store, Cotto said. It matters how well your body is able to metabolize that into an active vitamin D form. And maybe that is what clinical trials need to measure in order to get the most accurate picture of this vitamin's role in health. We often find in medicine that more is not necessarily better. I've always said in the Master Survivor program that less is better. Less is more. And they're saying that right here. We often find in medicine that more is not necessary, added co-author Robert Thomas, MD and PhD, fellow at Division of Endocrinology at University of California at Davis School of Medicine. So in this case, maybe it's not how much vitamin D you supplement, but how you engage your body to use it. The microbiome is key. So people are getting the wrong messages, folks. Today in health field, there's too much disinformation at best and flat-out lies at worst. You're wasting your money on vitamin D supplements. I'm telling you, it's a waste of money. We're being bombarded to hide the truth. We've been bombarded with all these lies to hide the truth. Oh, get more vitamin D supplementation. No, it won't do a bit of good. I'm telling you. And to keep us from being healthy and free to take control of our lives, well, right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. One of the biggest secrets that the mainstream media is hiding is that we all need to have a balanced microbiome. This is the critical part of the Master Survivor Program, because having a balanced microbiome maintains your immunity strength and you'll never get sick. The latest research, like I read some of it to you, shows you cannot get adequate vitamin D just from supplements or from sunshine. Only from a balanced and diverse microbiome can provide that. You can do this by getting the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit that comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work out of St. Augustine, Florida. We have the human studies showing that the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit balances the microbiomes and creates more diversity and gets rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 6 months, and your vitamin D levels go up right away. These are more than just probiotics. They are spores that will make it all the way to your digestive tract, through your digestive tract and into the colon, where they can do the most good. More than half your immunity response is in the gut, in the colon, and in that balanced microbiome. So doing the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit, you will get balance, you will get more vitamin D, and your immunity strength goes way up. The full Master Survivor Program that includes the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit is the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet. This full dietary roadmap that my patients use, that comes from the labs I work with, and that includes the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit, is available by credit card on my website, themastersurvivor.com. So you just scroll down. You go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, click on the Master Survivor Program, and scroll down to number 2, and you'll see the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Program. You'll see the little blue tab to register as my patient. Once you register my patient and, you know, create your own login and password, then you can order directly from the microbiome laboratory, you know, and get the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. So it's TGR under products. Once you get your registration complete, you're my patient, then you can go right under the products and order the TGR. That's Total Gut Restoration. There you can get the kit. You can choose from powder or capsules, and I suggest the powder. It's much better, more effective. And if you're interested in getting mesenchymal stem cells, I've taken my patients down to Costa Rica and Mexico to get mesenchymal stem cells. I'll be leaving in the next few months, next few weeks, probably this month sometime. And, you know, mesenchymal stem cells, what I call MSCs, are truly the fountain of youth. This way, everybody has a chance to become a Master Survivor, pass their Octavian, pass and become a Centurion. If you want to make it past 100, you want to feel good doing it, well then go on the Total Gut Restoration Kit and go on the HTMA. That's the full Master Survivor Program, less than $600. If you have any specific issues, then I'll help you with these deeper therapies, like the MSCs, the stem cells. I got patients that have been with me 35, 38 years, and they're in their 80s and 90s, and they're still enjoying a quality of life. Well, I mean, my one patient's 93. He still goes out and plays golf every couple of days. He plays 18 holes. He drives a cart. But 18 holes of golf, even in a golf cart, you know, 3 or 4 times a week at 93 years old, that's pretty good. That's doing pretty good. Who do you know that's over 90 that plays 18 holes of golf? He's my patient. He says, I don't want to go to doctors. You're my only doctor, Dr. Johnny, and I'm just going to keep playing golf. And, you know, so that's what you have to look forward to if you really want to be a master survivor. If you want to know more about getting mesenchymal stem cells, there truly are the fountain of youth. You can contact Dr. Johnny at themastersurvivor.com and click the consultation blue tab up at the top right-hand corner and send me a note wanting more information about MSCs. In future shows, I will go into more detail about stem cells and let you know what is really going on. These are just some of the steps I've taken with my patients who want to become the master survivor, the pinnacle of natural wellness and healing. Why not get on top of your game and overcome discomfort and disease and stay feeling good all the way until your last day? I did lose one patient. He was 91. But you know what? They said, oh, he ate all his dinner. He felt really good. He went to sleep and he didn't wake up, Dr. Johnny. I said, well, at 91, that's a good life. It was his time to go. That was God wanting him to bring him home. How was it? Did he suffer? No, we didn't hear a word. He just didn't come out for breakfast. So we went back, and he was gone. And I said, well, he had a good life. And he never suffered, did he? Did he ever suffer? No, Dr. Johnny, because of you, he never suffered. He never suffered. He was cracking jokes that night. So I'm telling you, I'm encouraging everyone to become a Master Survivor. The Master Survivor program is less than $600, and that covers the 1 and 2, that's for total wellness to get your roadmap to good health for the rest of your life. It's cheaper than any other natural practitioner in the world. After you do the full Master Survivor program, you will never get sick. Why? Because doing the full Master Survivor program, you balance all 70 trillion cells in your body, and you get strong, and you raise your electrical output of those cells. So, yeah, you're healthier. This high electrical output of each cell is what keeps you from getting cancer. We stay healthy and maintain a robust immunity response so we never get sick. Just for example, in case you didn't know, cancer cells have a very low electrical output, only 15 to 20 millivolts, compared to healthy cells of 70 to 90 millivolts, which my Master Survivor patients have. When my patients are following the full Master Survivor program, all their cells in their body starts putting out more higher voltage. We accomplish this with the right food for your body based on your unique chemistry that's only found and validated with the main part of the Master Survivor program, which is the Laboratory Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, the HTMA. This report provides the best dietary roadmap to follow in order to maintain a mineral balance and maximize wellness. For this reason, the Master Survivor Program is the most unique and effective natural health regimen found anywhere in the world. Once you get your cells' voltage higher and your minerals balanced, then your body will maintain its optimal state. With all my patients, I want to help them get their mind and their body under their control. So over a period of time, they learn what I do and what to do and what works. this self-reliance develops, and you will maintain a sound mind and body. Very important today, because this mind control is heavier than ever. This is the most important goal of the Master Survivor Program. The result is the patient will always excel in their healing efforts. However, the deeper secrets of natural health, like keeping your cellular voltage high, improving your RNA messenger, replenishing mesenchymal stem cells, and reversing the aging process, and how this all can work harmoniously together in your body to achieve robust youth and health and vigor, all that is not taught anywhere in the world. The total comprehensive program can only be found in the Master Survivor Program if you're my premium consultation patient, or in the Master Survivor University. If you want to be a practitioner and learn the most advanced healing modality found on planet Earth to provide for your patients in your practice, then look no further than the Master Survivor University. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down, and you can click on the Master Survivor University. You can click on the Master Survivor Program and do the program yourself. Or in the middle, you can click on the Master Survivor Show and catch any back shows that you missed and find out exactly how I do this Master Survivor. Because that's what it takes, folks, to survive in these days. You need the Master Survivor Program. You need to become a Master Survivor. To learn these greater secrets is so important. Because what's different today compared to 30 years ago is all the toxins and the assault on our body that they're trying to eliminate us. By 90% of the population, they're trying to take us out. If you become a Master Survivor, you won't be a statistic. You will live and be with Dr. Johnny and his band of followers of Master Survivors, and live on a happy and good life. Have a good week, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.